You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. This is AfterBuzz TV, the Jersey Shore edition. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be Phil the Thrill Svitek and special guests Mari Fagel and Maria Mookie Menounos. To join in on the buzz, you can call the AfterBuzz TV hotline by dialing 347-855-8269. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore, Episode 8, Season 2. I'm K-Wow. I'm joined with my guests that were all just introed. We apologize for last week. None of us were here. Maria was at the VMAs where you got to see the whole cast of the Jersey Shore, which is very exciting. We'll get into that later. But let's begin the show, Mari, with a recap of what we just saw for tonight's episode.
Okay, so first we get the big reveal that Vinny and Angelina did, in fact, schmush. And all the roommates found out about it. So we're going to talk about whether or not it was right for the situation to have tattletaled. He tells Jose something's up. Angelina has to tell the truth. And Jose still takes her back, so we'll talk about that. Also, we get a little dichotomy of DTFs versus wives. First, in the beginning of the episode, the situation and Pauly D are tag teaming and they got two girls back from the club, but situation can't lock it down. They call a girl at 6:30 in the morning, and then later on they meet the wives and they want to take them out on dates. They get their hair done, they get their new clothes, but we'll see if any gets shut down, unfortunately.
Okay, very good, very well. Well, let's open up. Speaking of Vinny, I think that this was definitely Vinny's episode. With Vinny, Angelina, the situation, Jose. Like, let's get into it. I mean, Maria, you were talkative the whole time during this. Like, this was the most, I think, talkative I've seen you during an episode.
Someone needed to lift my jaw off the ground during this episode. First of all, this episode was insane. I was in Chicago last week watching it with some friends, or talking about it with some friends, right. And they were male, and they were saying that they're learning from these guys. They're, like, learning how to get girls in and out of the house fast. I mean, and this episode took it to a next level.
But we saw some mistakes this episode. Like, situation overstepped the bounds, made some mistakes. Vinny made some mistakes. You know, Phil had flagged it. You flagged it on the phone call. I didn't see it coming.
Well, when you've got Vinny, who, you know, got this girl's number, and she was hot. And he's talking
she was
about.
Amazing,
he's
on Maria. The phone. He's the nicest looking girl on the show.
He's on the phone. He's like hemming and hawing. Sympathy date. The girl totally got turned off. He had her in the palm of his hand.
I don't think he had her.
I think he now needs a sympathy date for that one.
I'll be
yeah, but I don't. I think that she had a boyfriend, and or the family, her family, or whoever said, "Whoa, Jersey Shore, they're going to misrepresent you. Get away from it." I think she just got scared.
No,
to be honest.
I think it's that
I'm Vinny, in the minority.
Out of all of them, you know, situation probably could have locked it down, Pauly D, but not
couldn't
Vinny.
Close. Too young.
Yeah. And Vinny's the one with the assets. Seriously. Yeah, I
mean, right.
Not
anyone
that anybody
watching,
knows that. Until
maybe
they
she
get
wasn't
him
a loosey goosey though.
I know, right?
For me, anyone watching the Jersey Shore, they should know Vinny's the most family oriented one, so they should, you know, they should want to send their girl out there.
See, I think Kevin's half right. I think that
I know I'm right.
No. I don't think you're right about the boyfriend.
You guys don't
thing.
Understand the TV game. I'm surprised because Maria, again, it just goes back to you've been in the business too long. You're jaded. Either the people jump all over these guys now. Look at the difference from last season when they were with nothing but grenades and landmines. This year, they're with like sixes, sevens, even a couple of eights, all coming at them. Why? Because they're on TV. But you also have those girls out there, in particular, who's going to be the most like that are the ones that are nines and tens who are going to be more discriminatory and say, you know what, don't want to be on that show. I don't want to be. Maria, how many, quote, civilians do we know that react in those ways about television and about how they're going to be, you know,
I think
perceived
she was
and
worried
projected.
About how she was going to be perceived.
Exactly.
For sure.
Thank
I don't know about
you.
The boyfriend thing. She was too eager to give her number over. And,
I think the moment
and the
was...
second, wait, the second the call started, he said, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, she get right. She was into it and then hung up and then I think consulted with her consigliaries.
Yeah, but it's not because she had a boyfriend. We got to move on.
And
because
very well could have.
Vinny
no.
screwed Angelina, and that's big news, and we need to get to it.
Okay, well.
Or Angelina no. screwed Vinny. I mean, that's insane. He goes from Snooki to Angelina, who he hates, and she hates him, and they're in bed, and he's wearing sunglasses.
I mean, okay, and also, weird. Let's say this. I wish some, you know, some of our other hosts were here, because we had said from the beginning what a – almost an annoying non-factor Angeline was. I mean, we were like, after the second episode, like, yeah, she gave us some fights. Now it's played out. Move on. But quietly hanging in there. If this were like, if Angeline were an athlete, you know, like she's quietly hanging in. She's quietly...
whoring for camera time. It's so
but
angry.
But
like, calculated.
She is, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. But
like,
at the same time, it's working.
You can see the twinkle in her eye.
Yes. I've said that from the beginning.
Yeah.
When you see her on...
You see her on the couch, she's like, what? I don't got a boyfriend.
And I've seen the double take to the camera.
Yeah.
You know, which I'm sure they coach her not to, but she's like...
Whore.
Right.
Staten Island Ferry.
But, yeah. Always open.
That was so great.
But hanging in.
The lines in this show. I mean, I know we talk about it all the time, but like the Staten Ferry, everyone gets a ride and it's free. Come on.
I mean, I don't know how any other reality show... Now, granted, your Mad Men, your Breaking Bad, all your quality television... is fine. It's a different, you know, beast. But I don't know how any other reality show can stay on the air with these guys. I mean, the bar is so high or so low, however you see it. But either way, I don't see anything competing. I mean, every week they make it so your jaw is on the table.
Yeah.
Right?
I have to say, go ahead.
Especially when we were talking about this, your jaw was like most dropped when the situation was watching Pauly D.
Yes.
Smush the girl, eating a sandwich, front row seat,
yes.
watching her.
I don't understand. Who does that? He's having sex in the room. You're supposed to like go sleep on the couch or something. He makes a sandwich, and you're like, okay, he's making a sandwich.
He blew it with his girl.
He comes in the room, and you're like, okay, super weird. And he's not only eating the sandwich, he's watching them, and then he offers the sandwich to Pauly D. I mean, I've never, ever heard of anything like that in my life.
No, these guys are just, it's just amazing television. And the great Howard Stern, I think it was just the other day he said on his show, he said, God, I can't stand how no one on television is honest. And he was talking about all the people leaving Idol, how they're all saying they left for their own reasons. And he's like, no, they were clearly fired. And he's like, and I hate how, like, everyone is lying about it. And that's all people do on television. And he paused. He said, except the kids from the Jersey Shore. They're the only ones who are honest. And I just feel like they are. Like, I know, we've tried to dissect the things that are planted on the show and where producers are adding gas on the fire. But I feel like these kids are just... They just let their hearts out there. I think they're just very honest.
But are they too honest? Because the situation tattletailed on Angelina and Vinny. Is that too honest?
Good segue, Mark.
Okay, but, okay. Now, I'm glad
Why
you said
so
that.
Why was
you
so upset? I was
I'm
really
I'm glad
surprised.
You said that. No, that's interesting, Mari, because that was the moment that went back to the, for me, brought me back to the note. And when I say that, I mean, was that a producer whispering in his ear? Saying,
what do you mean?
Saying, go and tell.
Jose?
Yes. Because why would he? You don't think so, Mari?
Okay, you and I, okay, I know some of you think that he shouldn't have said anything. I think he totally should have said something. I think they all think that Angelina's a hoe. I think that they all like Jose. They think he's a good guy.
See, I guess I haven't seen enough to believe that they're real friends.
And if he really wanted to stir up trouble, he would have point blank said, yo, Angelina smushed Vinny. He didn't say that. All he said was, something's up. You should talk to Angelina. Something's going on. And she's the one who finally said it.
But who made him the DTF police?
Wait a second. You've got two people living in your house who you're very close with in your, quote, family. Ronnie's going out, hooking up with girls left and right, coming home to sweet old Sammy, and no one's telling Sammy.
Right.
So why do you think after one night you're supposed to be king and go tell Jose?
And I just
it's
guy code. That's all it is. And I'm a little ashamed of KY.
Guy code,
because okay. of course you're not gonna tell Ronnie's girl that he's hooking up with other girls. But
absolutely,
I'm a little appalled that KY now won't stick up for me if my girl ever cheated on me. KY wouldn't
you.
Care.
Yeah, but wait a second. But me and you, we're living in the house together. We're the Jersey Shore. He's not. You have to still the family bond. Who's Jose? He's not on the team. Corey. Come on, Corey. You're like a city guy. You're like, come on. Do you stick up for Jose or someone in your house?
I would stick up for somebody in the house. Me and Phil talked about it earlier.
Right. You stick up for someone in the house. Like, no, right or wrong, we're in the family.
But
we sell.
But I will say this situation did have a conversation with Sammy and allude to the fact. So he did pretty much tell her.
At some point, he started
bending. I think it was
bending.
A little bit of a difficult situation.
It was difficult because they are a family. It was difficult because they are a family. But you don't give that loyalty to Jose.
But wait, here's why this is even crazier. Did you see Jose's reaction? It was like, I want to stay on camera, so I'm going to forgive you.
That's it. Yep, you're
right. Come on!
Yeah, exactly. I get you're right.
Oh,
you're
so
right.
So what's going to stop you from making out with somebody? Like, he's negotiating with her at the table.
Yeah, he didn't want to lose his, place.
They're holding hands and going back into the club.
But that's
and then
right.
Vinny is dancing in front of them, ushering them out, totally, like, rubbing it in his face.
Okay, so I'm just telling you, I think producers were whispering in ears. For that whole thing. Because I don't see Mike being motivated to tell.
And if he doesn't like Angelina, that's a motivation.
That's true, but he's not a vicious kid.
He's not like that. No, but Jose... Oh, we're hearing a little bit of me. But Jose, why would he go back and hold her hand? That's my question. So maybe the producers were behind it.
Why did Jose...
Like, why did Jose accept it?
Because you said it. He's a media whore. He doesn't want to lose his shot, Maria.
And he should go for Snooki, someone who will
wear
she his said boss
that.
And watches.
That's
and
right.
Vinny's treating
you're
with
right,
now.
Mari, but she said that. She said he should be with me.
But wait, Vinny's going to need Snooki now.
Vinny's going to be okay, you guys. The girls all want to be with these guys. Like I said, they're all it's the media whores that are. The hiring girls are going to be a little bit more skeptical.
Wait, and I love Snooki's line, which, you know, Mari already mentioned earlier, but then officially give her the credit because we needed to get to it. But she was saying that she's so loosey-goosey because he got it in. And that, like, line just, like, whizzed by my ear.
This is Angelina is loosey-goosey.
And then eventually, like, my brain caught it, and then I realized what she said. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. She's loosey-goosey because he got it in. So clearly, there wasn't full penetration on Snooki. That's what she said.
Oh, okay, good, yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I'm the reporter here.
Yeah, all right.
I put 10 and 10 together, not just 2 and 2.
Good for you, Maria.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you for cracking the case that Vinny only tipped.
Yeah. Oh, my God! Ew, you didn't just say that.
Okay, so...
And then can I also say one more thing? Ronnie is a massive hypocrite because when you hear his recap and, you know, he's really upset with Angelina and how one day she's screwing Vinny and the next she's with this guy. Hello, Mr. Hypocrite. That's your story
for
of your life at the Jersey Shore.
No, but for guys, it's okay. And for when you girls do it, you're whores.
Oh.
That's the, come on now.
Well, let's talk about whores versus wives, right?
Okay, right. Let's talk
As
about
Mari
this.
As Mari put it when she was coming up with the category, DTF versus wives. Mari, let's go explain it.
Okay, well, the first thing I think is if they're looking for wives, then don't do it on the Jersey Shore because the wife types aren't going to be the ones who are going to want the media attention. But anyways, it's just interesting the protocol.
Plus, it's
how
boring
they
television. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But how they treat the DTFs and how they treat the wives. The DTFs, they call them up 6:30 in the morning, pull out numbers out of a tip jar, and whichever number will stick, they'll smush them.
Right, which is amazing.
But the wives, they have an interesting technique. They spit their game much more so, and they get their hair done. They get flowers. They take them out on dates. They, like, are way overly expressive the first time they meet them. Like, I met my wife tonight. That's what I'm going to say. It's totally different.
Yeah, but
they never meet a lot of wives. They, you know, every night they go out. And deep down, there's a hope to meet a wife.
This is our first time in a wife. Seven episodes, eight episodes. How many?
Two seasons.
Yeah. But, like, I'm already, like, annoyed that Pauly D is like, you know, this is, you know, I want to spend the rest of my time in Miami with her. I want, you know, this is the kind of girl you want to settle down with. I don't want Pauly D settling down. That's no fun.
Yeah, but Pauly D settling down, that just means he's going to be a good kid. But he's still going out clubbing. And
no, he is a good kid, but we want him with the DTFs. It's so much more fun to watch. And it's funny, like, when you watch, you know, the Vinny family coming into town and the mom cooking and everything, and everyone's just so excited to have that kind of treatment, and they all talk about
it. I was excited. Once again, I just want to be part of this group.
Wait, the
please.
The
Their
naps,
lives are awesome.
The food breaks, and everyone looks like they've been, like,
old
blown
Beth
up,
Maria. That's old,
like,
school Guido. That's how we roll, baby.
Ronnie's explanation of an Italian mom was best. He was like, she brings one outfit for herself,
yet the
bag
That's
is filled
right.
with shirts for her son, waters for her son, food for her son, his
Everything.
Favorite Entenmann's.
Yeah. Hilarious. It's amazing. But I think the wives got to get cut. I don't want to be – that's boring television.
I want you, everyone to be okay with it right now. Just no worries. The wives will get cut.
Oh, yeah.
No worries. No.
Oh, yeah.
These guys aren't settling down anytime soon. Mm-hmm. That's 3, 4, 5 years from now for the next reality show.
Boring, but yeah. It was cute to see that side of them, and it almost, like, makes you for a moment say, all right, it gives us ladies hope, to be honest, that you guys aren't just always 24/7 pigs, that at some point you're not using and abusing us.
I think we've said this many times, and in their heart of hearts, they're good kids. I mean, most of them. I mean, even them all sitting and
rallying
talking
around Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny being all sad. They all, like, went out to talk to him.
Ramona
and, you know,
missed out, and she's going to find out later when she watches the show to find out he's well endowed.
That she missed out.
Oh, yeah.
Is that how girls feel?
I'm not a whore, so don't ask me.
Okay, so then she's not. Well, Ramona wasn't
a
whore.
She's pole dancing
on
the top of that
making
thing.
Her money, I'm telling you. Somebody C-blocked that. I'm just telling you, that was we're going to go backwards. All right, so Maria, tell us, we're all dying for VMA gossip, please.
Okay.
Maria was, so let me just tell the audience.
I'm going to start breaking out pictures meanwhile.
Maria was a guest at the VMAs, and
I sat behind Lady Gaga's beef and smelled it all night. It was nasty.
And smelled it all night. It was nasty. But more importantly, to bring it back to our show, she hung out with the
She's
cast
showing
of the Jersey
me now
Shore.
A picture of her with Pauly D. Wait, tell us what you thought of Pauly D in person.
Pauly D, they, you know what? They were all really nice. Pauly D, like, he was interesting. His tan was not, like, as effective as it seems on TV. I think he was a little pastier than I expected. But
you were just starstruck.
I will say this.
I got your initial thoughts and relatively positive.
Yeah, no, they were great. I mean, Ronnie almost looked like he was sedated. He was very, very chill. But, you know, what do I know? I don't know him well. But he was very chill. And I approached him and Vinny first. Here's the photo proof. I thought it was funny, and it would be funny for me to stalk them on the VMA red carpet just for funny purposes. And I did. And they were great. Vinny was like, oh, you know. But I looked at Ronnie and I go, you guys, I'm obsessed with the show. I host an after show for the Jersey Shore. And they're like, oh, my God, that's so cool. We've never heard anybody do that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm crazy. And anyway, so I looked at Ronnie and I go, Ronnie, you're having a tough time, my friend. And he goes, oh, yeah. And he kind of rolled his eyes. And then I looked at Vinny. I go, but Vinny, you're getting some action. And they both started laughing. And I go, well, I mean, you should. You get the special goods. And they literally, like, almost fell to the floor. So it was kind of funny. And then I saw J-Wild kind of briefly, but she was busy talking to, like, different press. And then I found Sammy with who's the new Snooki lookalike? What's her name?
Phil knows.
Oh, Dina?
Dina, yes. With Dina and then another friend. And I was like, should I go say hi? And Sammy was super shy on the carpet. Everybody else was like.
Sammy was shy.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting.
So shy. Hands folded. Like, didn't know how to, like, act or whatever. She was very sweet. But, like, the other guys, like, they were kind of like, I belong. And she was just, like, out of place. Like, she didn't
Sammy
feel comfortable.
Was.
Yeah.
But you spoke to her, though.
I did. So I went over. Like, I, you know, it's easier to, like, approach the guys. But the girls, like, you never know if they're going to be nice or whatever. So I went over and I said hi. And she was very sweet, and she looked amazing. Like you, I didn't know it was the same girl. And so I said, you know, how's it going? And she's like, good. And you know, I said, what do you want to do after this? You know, what do you want to do with all your kind of fame? And she's like, well, I'm really into fashion, and she's like, you know, I really want to build my brand and the whole thing. And it was kind of like the stock answers for people who are just learning the business. Like, I want to build my brand and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I looked at Dina and I'm like, hey, and I go, you just finished filming your first season. Nobody really knows you yet. But she's like, oh, it's super cool. I'm just taking it day by day and having fun. And I said, you guys, the thing I love about you is that it's not scripted. It's all real. And they all, you know, second that, obviously. And what was the other thing that I asked them? I go, but are you guys really all friends still? Like, are you guys... You know, you see each other outside, like here, and
right. And
she kind of, she blinked a little.
Who didn't know? This is Dina.
Sammy.
Sammy
blinked.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
She's like, yeah.
And when we say
know.
Blinked, we mean she just, it was like she didn't know how to respond.
There was hesitation.
Which means, yeah.
Which
I mean,
means
she's
there's.
She's not even friends with JWoww right now and, you know, in what we're watching. So.
Yeah. There's definitely like, you know, but I think that's, again, authentic to what we're seeing.
Yeah.
So they were interesting.
I have to ask you about Snooki and her bangs. What'd you think? No poof.
I think that Snooki with no poof is like Larry King without suspenders, is like Hulk Hogan without his, you know, his bandana or with his without his blonde hair and his tan. I mean, that's a trademark.
You said you didn't
recognize
her.
And by the way, no one knew who she was, and she even admitted that. So I think Snooki needs the poof. And if she doesn't start wearing it, I will.
And I mean, it wasn't Snooki, right?
Wait, I mistook so many girls on that red carpet for Snooki. Oh, and the best! She stood next to Wee Man, and Wee Man goes, if you didn't have heels on, you'd be as tall as me, and he's right!
Yeah, I was gonna ask, yeah, how tall is she?
Oh my god, it was amazing!
So she's like 4'10"?
How tall, man?
Wee Man has to be like 3'8 or something.
So how tall is Snooki?
I don't know, like 3'9"?
No.
Do we have a number?
Off the top of my head, no.
I'm telling
you
guys.
It has to be like 4 feet at least, come on.
Yeah, I'm betting she's like 4'10". Maybe
4'8".
I don't know.
We need to get online. Phil, make it happen. Corey, somebody find me
Snooki. Corey, can we find out how tall she is?
And by the way, if you Google the picture with Wee Man, I promise you guys will see. She's literally... without heels.
Well, when you see
and now without the poof, too. The poof gave her like 3 inches.
And when I see her next to JWoww, it's like it looks like JWoww is going to pick her up and eat her.
Yeah.
And just seriously.
But that's why I love that they're best friends.
I love it. No, I love it. Listen, love these kids. Love them, especially the Fab Five. Like, that's, you know, those guys.
Hilarious.
MVP.
It was funny.
And
then
two.
We were going into the event, and I wanted to get my picture with the situation. And because I wanted to make you guys all jealous. And Karina, his Dancing with the Stars partner, was right there, and she's having a cigarette, and he was having a cigarette, and she was kind of like rolling her eyes, like, "Oh God, he's crazy." And
really, okay, yeah. So he's doing Dancing with the Stars.
Well, and the rumor
what dirt
is
you have on
that
this?
He thinks the rumor is that he thinks he's gonna be able to nail Karina, and she's like, "It ain't happening." But
really,
yeah. That's been, I'm sure, like everyone's been hearing. It's been like kind of like circulating
that he thinks he's gonna hit that.
Yeah.
And she's
like,
no, you're not. No. And so tell me more about their body language together. I know.
Well, it was funny. He was like, there was a corner. So he ended up leaving and going to do something on the red carpet. And so I was just kind of waiting there for them to finish their cigarette. And Ben just was like, I'm going in.
But he just started rehearsing with her Monday anyways, so they hadn't even really started rehearsals, really.
Exactly.
So they don't really know each other yet, so
but
you never know.
She was trying to teach him something, like, in the moment there. Like, you know, she was trying to, like, maybe, you know, draw something up, you know, for him. And
do you think the fist pumps can parlay into ballroom dancing?
I think they're going to make sure that the fist pumps enter in somewhere. Not ballroom dancing, but maybe in like the cha-cha or salsa or something, because they're going to want to draw on his audience. And it's funny, my guy friends in Chicago were like, listen, they have no idea what they're getting with the situation on this show, because all going to watch.
I'm sure they know.
You know, all my guy friends are like, you know, late 20s, early 30s. They're like, we're all going to watch now because of him. And we would never watch Dancing with the Stars. So I don't even really watch it, and I'm going to watch
I read, we have a guest in studio who wants to remain anonymous but who works in publicity. But I have heard that several people have, big names, have been rejected by Dancing with the Stars. At least it was in the trades last week, and I was astounded. They say, and I hope I'm not besmirching anyone, but it's been said that Melanie Griffiths has every single season approached Dancing with the Stars to be on the show. So a simple nod. Was it true that a lot of different A-list stars or bigger stars have approached them to be on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And so for them to, you know, so I'm saying they know, Maria, what they're getting with him, with the situation.
It's crazy.
I mean, I think he's going to be, you know, and who knows now, will he hang in? That's a question.
Well, he was saying he has like an athletic, you know, he's athletic and he can, you know, probably
but
be able
to
hang. But Pauly D, I think it was on Letterman, was like, he's got a tough
one. It's not about that. It's about what the fans will vote for. It's not necessarily about the best dancer.
How many? They have like 5 million viewers, the Jersey Shore. I mean, Mad Men gets like a million and a half.
No, the peak was 6.5 million. They peaked out.
Okay, 6.5. Mad Men gets like a million and a half.
Right.
This is insane. This is a phenomenon.
Yeah, and for cable. I mean, the only thing, I think the Kardashians, but I don't know if the Kardashians broke 6.
No, they didn't. They got 5-something, and that was their big season opener.
As I said, the bar has been just so substantially lowered.
I mean,
I don't know who's
jaw to the ground a couple times during this episode.
And
I'm not easily shocked. I'm in the news business. I don't get shocked easily.
They are a true cast. They are the retarded version of Seinfeld or Friends. They are a true cast. It's beyond just a casting experiment of getting a bunch of knuckleheads from the Jersey Shore together. These guys are, you know, finding ways every week to captivate us and compel us.
I will watch Dancing with the Stars if the Jersey Shore cast is in the audience. If they're all there.
They'll be. I mean, Pauly will be there to support.
Oh,
what do you think, Phil?
Though Pauly, Pauly doesn't think he's going to win. Pauly said, that's not fist pumping, that's real dancing. So he's against us.
But he'll be there, though. He'll be there
to support us.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to give my quick little Dancing with the Stars scoop I got today. I saw Rick Fox getting his eyebrows done today.
No!
He was with Eliza Dushku at Anastasia.
Oh, my God.
He was in the chair getting his eyebrows done, getting ready for Dancing with the Stars.
No way.
Yep.
Wow.
I saw these long legs sticking out of her chair because, you know, they lay down. And I was like, that's Rick Fox.
Hey, Mari, were you getting your eyebrows done?
Yes, I was getting my eyebrows done.
She did
a
nice job. Maria, you go to Anastasia as well, right? She's a personal friend.
She's very good at what she does.
That's really funny.
Apparently Rick Fox thinks so, too.
And it's for DWTS.
Yep.
Now, smoking part of the regimen for the rest of the Dancing with the Stars cast? If the situation and his partner.
I'm surprised that I'm surprised she smokes.
Shoot, maybe I wasn't supposed to say it.
Ooh.
Pretend I didn't. She's gonna hate me. Oops. I don't know. I don't know if people know she smokes or doesn't. I didn't think.
Yeah, maybe
I think if you
know.
Smoke, you're an adult at this point. You cop to it.
Yeah,
right?
I don't see that being such a big problem for. You know.
It's not like I told people about the lines she was doing in the bathroom. Oh, shit. Did that just come out?
Well, you were there doing it with her.
I'm kidding.
Right?
What I also want to see on Dancing with the Stars is I want to see him do an Uncle Sam performance, because he was just talking about on Jay Leno that I guess his birthday is July 4th, the situation. And so he worked at a strip club. Never stripped, but one time. One time he did. And he stripped down to an Uncle Sam thong. And so I want to see something like that on Dancing
with
the
Stars. I'm sure he wants you to see it too.
On is him as a stripper? Yeah, he said one.
Oh, you
one
know
time.
He wants to.
No, he said he did. He was one. He worked at a strip club and he only stripped once.
He did it once, and his birthday is July 4th, so that was like the ode to his birthday.
Well, let's go before. Listen, there's one. You know, I want to get into quickly Snooki's court sentence, really, because we weren't able to address it last week. I mean, you know, the judge, like, did you guys see what the judge said to her?
He called her Lindsay Lohan wannabe.
Yeah. I mean,
I think that Snooki's right on this one, actually. She's like, I was out drinking. She's like, I stumbled a little on the sand and the judge went so hard at me. I'm with Snooki on this one.
I feel like the judge went extra hard. I mean, you know, I think it was Billy Bush, Maria, on one of your shows said that, and I don't know if he was joking, but like the judge was pining for like some kind of reality show of his own, or at least it seemed like he wanted to get himself into pop culture by being the one to say what he thinks everyone wants to say. Mm-hmm. But it did seem extreme.
Yeah.
It did seem extreme. Like, yeah, I mean, Phil, what do you think?
I mean, she knows she was in the wrong and she apologized for it. And, you know, Snooki being the typical Snooki, she said, you know, I'm nuts when I'm drunk. Not, I paraphrased that one, but.
Do you think do you think it was warranted what the way he went at her and like his big speech?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. No. But you know why? You know why it was BS? Because the punishment didn't fit that speech, because it was like 2 days of community service and we'll already give you one for already having worked with animals. I mean, it was like something
picked up.
So
animal poo
he
at
has
the
this
zoo.
Like big like extreme thing that he says. And then, yeah, and it's like she loves animals. Like, you know, Maria, like, imagine if I said to you for community service, go work with the animals, how fast would you run?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it was like, he clearly was, like, just trying to get himself out there. But anyway, all right, let's go over predictions for next week, you guys, because we saw, like, just as it went off, I'm not so sure what we're expecting next week. Like,
I don't know what's going to happen next week. This episode was such a mishmash of so many different storylines that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we saw previews of Jay Wow's boyfriend coming into town and.
Finally. Well, this is why I feel.
And mad about a phone number, and this girl's been so devoted to
so
him.
Devoted.
So devoted. And a waste for us because we don't want her to be devoted.
No,
we
it's
wanna
killing
have fun
us.
Watching her
it's
hook up
killing
with
us. I mean, if thank God Jay Wow wrote the note, because if you took the note out, where would Jay Wow be? In the series, this season, because I knew her heart belongs to this guy because you see her at clubs.
Yeah.
She dances a little bit, but she's standing in the background. She's not present. So I'm hoping for something big between her and Tom next week.
Well, it looks like it's going to be big. Something's going to either happen between Angelina and the situation or Angelina and Snooki. It looks like on the next episode, it's Angelina and the situation go at it. But I really want to see her and Snooki go at it because they almost did this episode.
The beach ball and Uncle Rico
but
and the family.
She didn't mean that. That was an accident.
No, but that's why we love how insane they are.
You know what? Yeah,
it turned into a domestic. It was
Angelina
great.
Angelina talks a good game, but she's such a wuss. And she's so not going to go at the situation. She'll go at him a little with some verbal thrashing. But
Snooki, I think, no, like you, like Mari said.
But just she wants to be popular. That's why she was like, you know, what situation? Did was not cool, and it's
even
she's scared. She doesn't want to be out. You
even
know,
as they were tooling on her, they were calling her a whore to her face. She was beaming.
Yeah.
She was so happy to be like, "I'm here. Like
I've arrived.
Yeah, I'm like I'm being acknowledged
I'm
all this
make
time."
$1,000
more an episode
because of that.
Staten
Island dump, and she laughed.
And she was like, and not even yeah, and like and more than worse than laughing, I think smiling, like she enjoyed it.
I think this series should be pumped into schools, and that this should be the model for why girls should not become whores in life. You want like effective birth control, and you want like effective like you know don't have sex till you're like married. You know, role models. This is exactly the show you need.
Okay,
to watch.
But
you never
okay.
want to be the girls that situation takes.
You're
home
saying or, that okay? I have my like two like A student reporter nerds in front of me, and you and Mari, but. Is this having that Paris Hilton effect where do you think women are seeing this behavior as cool like young women and then
no!
they'll emulate this?
Paris Hilton is cool now.
No, but no,
not
but,
now, but in the day,
they did.
I knew so many people that
her.
Just wanted to be as vapid
no.
and materialistic.
This is a different side because these girls are not winning. They're losing. So when you show women that are winning and doing that with sex tapes, with all that, you're like, oh, I want that.
Right.
They're winning because of that. These girls, their bad behavior is not being rewarded. They look like unbelievable loser whores.
So are you saying what I think you're saying? This actually could be positive for people?
Yes, I am.
Corey, what do you think about that? You know, Corey hides in the booth during this. He does his job. He stays quiet every week. He just fights it. Corey, did you hear that? Positive for young women to see what not to do. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope it is a good example.
All right, I don't know. Some redemption.
Let's hope they take it.
As a girl, I watch this and I'm thankful that I wasn't a whore. And I think that other girls growing up will realize that this is the road not to take. I'm serious.
You really think
that? I swear to God. Oh my God. We never see this side. You never see the side where the guy's like taking you home, making you wait, going, making dinner, coming back after dinner, hanging you, and then sending you home in the car.
Throwing you out. All right.
We never see that.
We're all out of time. We really apologize for all our callers who are on hold. Sorry. Please call in.
Sorry.
We can see Gary without discussions. Okay. Everybody, I just want to say thanks for having us. Corey Sheehan, thank you very much for your work in the booth. Mari, thanks for sitting in tonight. Maria, thanks for sitting with us. For myself and, of course, my partner.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek and engineer Corey Sheehan and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com.
All right, everybody. I guess we'll be seeing everyone next week.
Buzz you later, bitches.
Aww. Oh, it's us left on the hang.
You guys can swear.
Oh, nerdy reporters.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.